Welcome back. I'd like to begin this session by talking about emptiness. When you experience emptiness of the mind, it means that your mind is free of all concepts, including the concept of emptiness. Let me point out before proceeding that Zen thrives on paradox, and Zen practitioners love to turn things upside down and inside out. The best Zen story to introduce emptiness is one you've probably already heard. It's about an intellectual who visited Japan to learn about Zen. He was welcomed into the monastery where the master poured him a cup of tea and kept pouring and pouring, although the cup was full. The tea spilled over the edge of the cup and onto the floor. The intellectual was shocked and exclaimed, "Stop! Stop! The cup is full!" The master smiled and said, "The cup is full and cannot take any more tea unless I first empty it. Just as your mind is full of ideas about the way life is, before you can learn Zen, you must first empty it." Let me also quote Zen monk Tishan, who said, "Only when you have no thing in your mind and no mind in things are you vacant and spiritual, empty and marvelous." Most people can attain emptiness only when their mind has exhausted itself. I understand that you're probably not about to undertake Zen studies to the degree that you will exhaust your mind. But to make the most of this course, set aside your preconceived ideas about how things are and how they should be. While listening, don't allow yourself to fall into the trap of intellectual comparisons, which will only serve as blocks to awareness. Krishnamurti expressed the idea wonderfully when he said, "Let your heart be wholly empty, then only will it be filled."